Things going on in Arizona. Have y'all stumbled across this publication, Experience Arizona? It's one of big media's publications. They've got an issue out right now. It's actually a spring and summer issue of 2016.
Their next one is due out in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, it is. And this is your guide to the top five. And in different categories all across the state, top five this, top five that, top five whatever. They actually have the top five accommodations for staycations in the Valley of the Sun. Boulders.
Nice.
I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Boulders are nice.
Nice.
Fairmont Princess.
Pretty fancy. Yeah, a little upscale. Nice.
We have fun right during the holiday season there a couple times.
Ice skating.
Really nice. Ice skating. The Hotel Valley Ho.
Mm-hmm.
Very hip,
mm-hmm.
very hip. Walking distance to like 1,000 different dining places.
Historic.
It's one of the things I like about that particular location. It's a little too hip for me. They don't let me bring my horse. But then they've got the Phoenician, and then they've got Royal Palms. So those are
pretty nice.
It'd be a tough list to put together because there's a lot of great places to stay that aren't listed here. But I'm finding this in the publication Experience Arizona, arizonabigmedia.com. Just one of the publications that they put out to give you ideas on where to go and what to do in your Arizona staycation.
And if you want to enjoy Arizona outside of Phoenix, you're welcome to go to rosieonthehouse.com and find that little icon for the staycation and click on there and sign up for a chance to win a staycation, which is a two-night stay anywhere in Arizona. We foot the bill for you. You pick where you want to go and when you want to go, and we work hard to make sure you get a really special vacation. Melinda just got back with her two daughters from a staycation, went to the Lazy Trout cabins up in Greer. If you go on lazytrout.com, it's just amazing. There, she's got several dozen.
They have a little lodge
little
there.
Little motel there. Yeah. Dog friendly, pet friendly.
Yeah, okay.
And then many cabins to choose from. And I can't believe the prices. It's so reasonable.
Yeah.
8 bedrooms for under $200. You can't beat it. And on a pond, some of these. And most of them pet friendly. Beautiful. All kinds of lodges. All kinds of, most of them wooden cabins. So it's just a great way to spend a weekend. But she...
And Lazy Trout are one of our lodging partners that work with us.
Mm-hmm.
So she wanted to get up to Greer. She gets over to Sanderson Ford. What did she take up there?
The Explorer.
Okay.
She felt like it was a good fit for her. And she said the drive up there, she mentioned like you did, that the colors were beautiful, change of seasons. And she said there was Adirondack chairs out by the pond at the cabin they stayed and sat out there and drank their coffee and just enjoyed nature and just how thankful she was that she got to do that. And just thanked Rosie on the House and thanked John Pratt at Sanderson Ford for making it such an easy experience for them.
Well, Sanderson Ford sponsors the entire event, so we have to give them a special thank you. You register at rosieonthehouse.com. We pick a winner once a month, or occasionally when I make a mistake or, you know, owe somebody a favor, we have to throw an extra one in. And we've had to do that a couple of times. And we have on occasion, people have called and said, okay, Rosie, I've won a staycation. Where should I go?
If they're stumped, I always tell them, ask Rosie, because always have a plethora of ideas.
Well, I find out where they have been, where they haven't been, so I'm always going to take them where they haven't been and talk them through the different corners of the state so they can get an opportunity to see the whole thing.
And a little lanyard is they get a basket in their car, usually a couple of Arizona Highways publications.
Yeah, a little gift box.
A Rosie on the House bag. And
some
then
books.
A basket. And Melinda got, I figured since she had girls and... you know, a little sweet tooth probably going on there. Coyote Odie's provided a basket of cookies. You can, and they have so many delicious flavors. I have to kind of keep the Sanderson boys away from them. So I started bringing them their own this last time.
Yeah.
I wish I had thought of that before. I realized how tempting it was to look at those cookies sitting on the counter in these beautiful crates. If you want to give them for a gift, they emboss these little crates for you. Send them the logo, and they'll emboss them and make them all pretty. They have things like, they're all oatmeal cookies. Dark chocolate cashew, peanut butter, dark chocolate cashew, raisin walnut, white chocolate macadamia, and one of their new hits, 58th Avenue in Glendale, right in heart of.
Right at the town
just
square.
Just a cute little shop. You can go in there and have a cup of tea. They've got great selection of hot teas. Or you can have a sundae. They take that favorite cookie, they heat it up, and put it on a big scoop of vanilla ice cream. Now, those are a real hit these days.
Watch out. So you get it. You get in and around downtown Glendale. Make sure you stop in Coyote Ode Cookies and grab. You will call us and you will thank us. And yeah. You'll say, thanks for that great gift idea.
That's right. So go over there and get your sugar high and then go drive a Sanderson Ford. Try them out.
There you go.
And Soretta Candy's right there in downtown Glendale,
absolutely.
Too. You can really get loaded.
Hype those kids up good.
I was about to say, we can get all wound up and then get in the car for 4 hours.
There you go.
Well, we've received so many nice testimonies from the winners. Well, we've been doing this close to 3 years now. We started it kind of in the midst of the Arizona Great Recession to try and stimulate people to keep from leaving Arizona. Stay right here in Arizona and spend your vacation dollars right here. What does Kimber Lanning say? Every dollar spent local is worth $10 spent somewhere else, or every dollar here reproduces itself 10 times. So, you know, if we could just hang on to some of that money, we could kind of spend our way out of the recession quicker than if left to our normal course of economic endeavor. So the staycation, one of our favorite little corners of the whole Rosie on the House website. If you haven't been there, get there, rosieonthehouse.com.
And look for the big Sanderson Ford right there with the Arizona flag.
The big Sanderson Ford. We have a special guest joining us here in the next half hour, the Registrar of Contractors. We're going to talk about three particular areas. We're going to talk about the handyman exemption. We're going to talk about current policing efforts. We're going to be talking about this career days. Where are we going to find the people we need to continue building Arizona?